masks, Nerf balls, some new apparatus for you this offseason. What do you think of all that?
Yeah, new coach, new little instruments he had to the whole deal. So it's been fun. Luke's been great. He's brought a lot of new things, he's brought a lot of new thoughts to us, different ways to view what we're trying to accomplish.
Did you know how to juggle before this?
I did. I actually taught myself last season, so that was something I would do in the weight room after I work out.
How can that help a receiver?
Just hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, that's kind of the method of the madness with everything, with the Nerf ball squeezing it in, all those kinds.
Definitely. Yeah, just little different cues that he's been able to give us to help us focus on catching.
Randall, not that you're terribly old, but is it help or make it easier to get through this sometimes tedious time by coaches keeping things fresh and bringing creative ideas to you? I mean, maybe they don't work the way they're intended, but at least it keeps things interesting. Is that important?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely is important to keep things fresh. Not only do we have little new things, we have new ways that we're calling things in playbook. So kind of relearning the playbook in a different sense this year.
With everything else you've got going, why was it important to complete your degree?
Because I started it. I've been working on it for 5 years. It's not like something that just happened. I've been taking classes over the past 5 years, and I just got so close these last couple of years that I just wanted to finish it as soon as I could. I figured the older I get, the more that I wouldn't want to go back. But now that I've went back, and a few new things, it's something that I'm glad that I did, and it's something that moving forward, I'm hoping I can get my MBA. In the next 5 to 7 years.
Your degree's in, and how would you apply it after football?
What's your degree in?
Huh?
What's your degree in? Journalism?
You took the
it didn't work out. It didn't work out the way I wanted to. That's more of the traditional route. The chaotic theory is, the way that you go about school, things happen and you're able to use your degree in other fields. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do with my degree, but I think it definitely will be able to give me upper hand in whatever I choose to do.
Right, but I mean, if you ever thought of teaching or anything?
Well, I mean, there's plenty of different paths to go down, and I've been presented with a lot of different opportunities over the past few years, but I'm kind of focusing on what I'm doing now, but in the same time, preparing myself for that time because it could come in any second.
How does that make you look like you're doing right
now? It helps with, just hand-eye coordination, continuing to work on different ways, keeping it fresh. And it's something that we do in the off-season here, but I also do it, where I train at in Baltimore.
Can you juggle four?
I can't. I haven't got the four yet. I'm working on off the wall right now with three, so it's a process.
Do you have to replace the broken brick?
Yeah, I will. That's actually what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to go pick up another brick, bring back for tomorrow. You didn't see that. That wasn't me either. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Anybody in the position room voted most likely to break a toe dropping a brick on their foot?
Well, somebody's already scraped up their shin a little bit, so, just got to be cautious.
That person will remain nameless? Or?
Nameless. Yeah, I'm not going to put him on blast.
Jordy was doing some catching with Aaron off to the side, and it's part of their process of just reconnecting. Mm-hmm. How do you think? Do you think it's going to take them very long to get back to what they had?
Not at all. It'd be like riding a bicycle with them, too. This is what they're allowed to do right now. Free Jordy. I'm still waiting for him to be cut free, so hopefully here soon, but that's not my job to call that, but they'll be back right back on track.
So you're not going to start the Free Jordy hashtag?
Yeah, I was actually going to put it on my hat today, but I didn't have enough time.
Randall, so in all honesty though, can you verbalize just how different it is catching balls from Aaron than it is from any other guy? Not necessarily the three here, but why that it's important that they do that before he just gets freed, if you will?
Just being able to, focus back in on that, it's not, once you're used to it, it's not difficult. It's just kind of getting back used to it. So, it's just a different ball, comes out different velocity. It's just a little different.
Does it gets there quicker, I assume. Does it spin differently?
You can hear it. You can't hear all of them, but you can definitely hear that one coming. So. Just got to continue to work on it.
Your group with more experience again for Janice, Abadiris, and then they bring in Trevor Davis. What's he add to that?
He's a fast sure-hand guy. You know, he moves really well. He's very fluid for a young guy in his route running. He has sure hands. You know, I don't know if I've seen him drop a ball yet. He's going to be good. You know, just got to give him time, continue to work, continue to pick up on the things that we do here, and he'll be good.
Randall, are you going to agree to be mic'd up anymore?
Never. Not a question.
So you're 100% sure that that's
sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's no way of actually proving it, but I didn't break or fracture a rib. You know, I've said this multiple times. You know, his theory isn't anything new. It's something we've talked about plenty of times. There's no other way to prove. There's no way to prove it, but there's no way to disprove it either. So I'll never be mic'd up again.
Just to follow up on the question about Trevor, you've been used and asked to return at various times throughout your career. Do you see traits in Trevor that could make him a good returner as well?
Yeah, he's very natural catching the ball as a punt returner. We'll see about kickoff. I don't think we have had an opportunity to see him with that yet, but he catches it really naturally, and you can't really teach that. So you can teach technique, but being able to be a natural catcher is different.
What could Cook add to this offense, the speed and size and all that?
Just another target. You know, he's a big physical guy. He's cut from a different cloth. You can tell just by his build, his speed. He was a lot bigger than what I imagined whenever I first met him. But he's definitely going to be another threat for us and another guy that teams are going to have to think about.
Is that something you're – sorry, I'm going back to the previous question. Do they ask you if you can be mic'd up, or how does that work?
Yeah, they do. You know, I've never had a problem with it before. And, you know, possibly it was just the way I landed. I landed flush on my back with the battery pack on, you know, that you probably won't land too often like that. But unfortunately, the one time I did, had a bad injury from it.
Is there, I'm trying to think of how to say this, like, I can't imagine a reason why anybody would say yes, almost. Like, what's the benefit to you guys to even say yes to
him? You like to be on NFL film. I mean, those things are pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, right? it's pretty cool to look back on, like, you know, like on this, if we were going to Super Bowl run and, you know, you have that live feed, you know, during games, it's pretty cool to look back and, you know, hear what we were thinking, hear what we were talking about. So it's pretty cool in that instance, but I don't think it's worth the risk, definitely.
Obviously, last year was a challenge for you between getting hurt early and all the other stuff wrong. How much are you looking forward to this year to show Randall Cobb again?
I'm really excited. You know, I'm really excited about this year. Yeah, there was a lot of things going on last year, but you know, none of that stuff mattered. I didn't perform at the capacity that I know I can perform at, and you know, at the end of the day, nobody cares about what you had going on. Did you play well or did you not? And I didn't. So, you know, I can be the only one that can change that.
In the offseason, you had a lot going on. You got your degree. You got engaged. Do you feel kind of like a new Randall coming in here?
No. You know, a lot of things have changed. And, you know, I'm very lucky, very fortunate to be engaged to a wonderful woman and to be able to earn my degree. But, yeah, whenever I come back here, it's about business. It's about you know, continuing to get better and continuing to improve on the field and help these younger guys come along.
What did it mean, though, to have Aaron Rodgers at your ceremony there when you graduated?
It was really cool. You know, everybody looks at him as Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, but he's one of my closest friends. And, you know, to have him there, their support, it was amazing. You know, we had a great time. But it was really cool.